again. It is championship action right here from Great Bend. The number one seeded Hanover Wildcats in the victory over Buckland in close fashion last night. Now head into today's game, taking on Tribune Greenlee County. The Jackrabbits coming out of the Northwest Kansas League, number two seeded here in the 1A Division II state tournament. It's going to be a great game because Hanover, of course, high-powered offense and all, taking on probably one of the scariest scorers here in this tournament as well, besides, of course, Kenya Dimmler, who is scary from everywhere. But I'm talking about, of course, Jackson Brandle, who averages 22.2 points per game and joined the 1,000 points club this season for the Jackrabbits, who actually ended their 10-year state drought this year. They lost in the championship game back in the Northwest Kansas League in back-to-back seasons, and now make it out today to take it into the championship game, but they have to take on and face probably one of the scariest teams in all of 1A Division II. The Hanover Wildcats, who are number one seeded and are looking to go back-to-back with the state championships tonight, and it's going to be a tough one. It's going to be really tough for Hanover. Buckland gave Hanover a run for its money last game, last night, might I add. But tonight, today, this afternoon, I'll get it right, this afternoon, time zones will be the death of me. But this afternoon, taking on the two-seeded, they're going to have to clamp down. The mistakes, the sloppy play that we saw against Buckland in the second half needs to be eliminated, and Hanover needs to be on its A-game. If they are wanting to go back-to-back this year in the state tournament, we're just 2 minutes out. So when we come back, we'll give you the starting lineups for either squad into the national anthem or after it. But when we come back, championship action right here on KNDY.
Just like our area athletes work each day in practice to perform at their best in the big game, the staff at Bruin Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer, work daily to provide the best parts and service experience when you need it most. Bruin Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. We know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Bruin Implement Company, since 1947.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringstorp. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and more. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
Take the worry out of ordering and refilling your propane tanks with Kramer Oil. Great people to work with. Their family has been serving your family since 1976. Customize your account with delivery and automatic refill, prepaid discount, or level billing options available. Hard work, integrity, and dedication to the community are hallmarks that Kramer Oil lives by and promise to deliver for you. Join the family today with a phone call to Kramer Oil in Marysville. Find them online at KramerOil.com.
On KNDY, the number one seed, the Hanover Wildcats, taking on Greenlee County Jackrabbits, the number two seed here in the 1A Division II state championship game in the tournament. It's going to be a highly contested matchup. Both these teams so electric offensively. Hanover looking to go back to back in the championship, winning games. For the Hanover Wildcats, They've been on an absolute tear in the second half of the season following their loss to Centralia in the TVL tournament. But it's now time for the national anthem. So we come back. Starting lineups are afoot here in the championship game between Hanover and Greenlee County. As we are first, before we get there, recognize the last game for one of the officials, which is great. And thank you to all the officials who have come out for the tournament. They've done a fantastic job today and for the whole week and sub-state. And thanks to all the officials for a great year of basketball. I can't wait to see you guys back on the court next year. But again, number one seed taking on number two seed. It's going to be scary. It's going to be scary. Hanover has had a couple rocky stretches this year when it comes to some of the better teams. They get a little cute with the basketball, might I add. A little fancy with the passes, not running a proficient offense, and it kind of bites them in the butt. It did against Centralia and all throughout the TVL tournament. Kind of reared its ugly head last night against Buckland. But knowing Coach Jensen and the way he wants to buckle it down, expect that to change here on tonight. But, man, it's going to be exciting. One versus two seed here in Great Bend, the last game of the season for your Hanover Wildcats boys basketball team, looking to go back-to-back state champions. They'll have a big mountain to climb here tonight. This afternoon, it's going to be crazy. So we'll step aside and take another break. We come back, starting lineups were upon us right here on KNDY.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Honeyman Auto sales and service. Drive by or check inventory online at honeymanauto.com. You can even schedule a test drive online as well. With lots of choices, Honeyman works to make yours the best buying experience with customer service a top priority. Competitive pricing, knowledgeable staff, and superior customer service right here at home. With a full service shop and a selection of both cars and trucks in all price ranges, see Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Pony Express Highway, Marysville, today.
Haymakers like you told us what they want from a self-propelled wind rower, and New Holland listened. Visit CanEquip in Marysville and see the result. The high productivity, high precision, high performance Speed Rower Plus. Featuring the industry's fastest speeds, drive-by-wire controls, PLM solutions, and our most comfortable ride ever. It'll help you mow more hay in a day faster and with greater precision. Stop by CanEquip in Marysville and put big new pluses to work in your hay operation.
Welcome, it's championship action here on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. The number one seeded Hanover Wildcats taking on the number two seeded Greenlee County Jackrabbits. Number one, number two, all of this year's action and excitement boiling down to this moment. Hanover only at the time losing one game all year. That means the Centralia into the TVL tournament, where the turnovers and the ugly demons of their offense got the better of them in that game. They went on a war path since then, going undefeated, taking out every opponent in absolute dominating fashion, and now have made their way to the state championship game here tonight. They defeated Buckland yesterday 61-54. Wasn't the cleanest game. They allowed Buckland to get back into it in the second half, but they were able to pull it out in the end thanks to Philip Debley and Emmett Juneman put the team on their back, with Tegan Dimmler struggling with four fouls through most of the game and then fouling out into the fourth quarter. They got here now to take on this Jackrabbit squad, which up to this point has only lost two games all season. Another scary squad to begin with. Woo, it can't get any better than this. And now we'll start with the starting lineups on the side of the Jackrabbits. Lincoln Schaefer, a freshman, sitting here at 5'8". Then we got Cade Mannequin, a senior, 5'8". Titus Shearer, a junior, 5'3". Then we got Jesus Martinez, a senior, 5'7". And then, of course, as I was talking about earlier, Jackson Brandle. Brandle in the 1,000-point club this year, just like Emmett Juneman hit. He is averaging 22.2 points per game and 11 rebounds per game. One of the scariest players on the court tonight. Not going to break it down to Shearer and Schaefer, also averaging 8 points and 3 assists, but it all really hangs on the back of Jackson Brandle. But on the side, of course, we'll go to your Hanover Wildcats. It's been the same all season. Hasn't changed once, and it ain't changing any time now. Starting off, of course, with Keegan Dimmler, senior, 6'2". Josh Zarbenicki, junior, 6'3". Emmett Juneman, senior, 6'2". Again, Juneman hitting the 1,000-point club this year as well. Both sides have 1,000-point scores, and with that means some scary, scary action for either side. And then Waylon Stahlbomber, senior, 6'1", and then rounding out Philip Devley, senior, 6'4", who had some great action and great scoring yesterday to keep Hanover up and alive in that game when Keegan Dimmler was struggling with foul issues. We'll take another break. We come back. It'll be the starting tip-off here on KFDY.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Every great team has shared qualities that separated them from all else. Whether you're talking about the 72 Dolphins, the 92 Dream Team, the Fab Five, or the Magnificent Seven, you can count on one thing. The vision was clear and the commitment was obvious. High standards were set and improvement was never ending. At Sapp Brothers, our goal is simple: to be your number one source of propane, lubricants, and extreme premium diesel fuel. And we'll reach our goal by treating you like family and giving you service that makes you want to come back. Join our team, Sapp Brothers Petroleum, in Philly, Crete, Lincoln, Humboldt, and Hanover, Kansas.
KNDY is proud to be your local sports leader. For over 40 years, KNDY has been bringing you the scores, interviews, and live play-by-play action of your favorite teams all season long, year after year, not just playoff time. Times and technology change, but our dedication to area sports remain the same. KNDY Sports, on air, online, and on our mobile app.
Afternoon, the Hanover Wildcats boys basketball team taking on Greenlee County Jackrabbits, coming out of the Northwest Kansas League, Hanover coming out of the Twin Valley League, looking to go back-to-back in the state tournament in terms of winning the championship. They got themselves a mountain to climb over today, and that is, of course, the Jackrabbits squad losing only two games all year, being a powerhouse down there in the Northwest Kansas League. Hanover looking to get past the Demons that it had kind of rear its ugly head a couple of times this season and get their best foot forward against the Jackrabbit squad. Taking the jump is going to be Philip Devley as well as Jackson Brandle. Brandle, again, averaging 22 points per game, the leading scorer on this Jackrabbit squad. It's going to be a tough matchup down low for Philip Devley, but knowing how he did all season against some of the better big men in the Twin Valley League, he's up for the challenge. The jump is going to be won by Devley, and the other way comes Hanover to start this basketball game. Juneman with it, guarded by Schaefer. Pass to Devley, back to Juneman. Across the back, Devley, deep three coming in. The first one hits the mark. Phillip Devley gets off to a strong start. 4-3, we're already getting to the trifecta. The big man three coming in from Phillip Devley. And the kick to Brandle has it kicked off of the leg of Stahlbomber. It's like a exodia when it comes to Hanover. Three things you look for. You look for the Juneman dunk, the absolute deep three from Keegan Dimmler, and the big man three from Devley. We've already got that one to fall as the kick Down low it goes to Jesus Martinez. He was way too close to the basketball, or the hoop, excuse me, that bounces off the underside. Sarbanicki up for the layup. He gets it to fall. Josh Sarbanicki with a hand in his face gets the bucket to fall. It's now 5-0 Hanover. Here to Brandle. Brandle going to pass it over and then to Mangan. And again, need some help. Going to hand it off to Brandle. Brandle pulls up from around 8 feet out. Way too off the mark. Tacked up by Sarbanicki. Dimmler now going to slowly take it up for Hanover. Kicking it to Stahlbaum on the right corner. Back we go around the perimeter. Sarbanicki has it. Looks to drive in on Shear. Up and under. Through the layup is Josh Sarbanicki. 4 points for Sarbanicki off the start. It's 7-0 here for Hanover. The pass over, and a quick timeout has to be called on the side of the Jackrabbits, and Hanover already out to a commanding lead, 7-0 with 6:37 left to go in the ballgame. What a, for the first quarter, what a start for Hanover. A full timeout, so with that, we'll also take a timeout to let Hanover cool off or continue to heat up when we come back right here on KNDY.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
71 degrees all the way.
73 degrees, please.
So what's your perfect degree of comfort? We'll help you find it with professional Rheem HVAC service that'll keep your home comfy year-round, save on energy costs, and may qualify for utility rebates and tax credits. So enjoy a new degree of comfort.
72 degrees, and I'm good to go.
Get professional service and all brands of equipment. Call B&W Electric in Hanover, your local Rheem contractor, at 785-337-2598 today.
Hanover currently up 7-0 as the three falls off the mark. Jackson Brandle gets the rebound for the Jackrabbits. Is going to set up for a deep three. That one hits the mark for Brandle. Now with that, it's a lead reduced 7-3. Brandle can hit it as well. He can do everything offensively for this Jackrabbit squad. So Hanover is going to have to really be on his A game defensively. Stahlbaumer with it. Now to Sarbanicki, who's up into the paint. Goes up strong over Shear. It's just a mismatch. Josh Sarbanicki, 3-for-3, 6 points. Titus Shear just cannot stop Sarbanicki. He's too much bigger than the much smaller guard. Shear sitting at 5'3". Sarbanicki sitting at 6'3". Shaper has the basketball now. Around the perimeter he goes. Picks his dribble up, needs some help. Finds Shear. Shear looks to drive past Dimwood, but picks his dribble up and pushes it back. Randall. Tries to kick it. He does over to Mangan, who then drives into the paint, kicks it. Around the perimeter, we are going to a Lincoln Schaefer three. That one hits. Schaefer gets his first three to fall, and it's now a three-point lead for Hanover, 9-6. Back-to-back threes from the Jackrabbits. As Dimwell almost has the ball stolen away. But they're going to call Titus Shear with the foul. That's the first foul for Shear tonight. Now Dimmler, got Mangan looking, down low to Juniman, up for the easy layup, and it rolls in. Emmett Juniman with his first points tonight, and it's now 11-6. High arcane offense to start this game from either side. Schaefer over to Shear. Shear dribbles around, still looking for some help, picks his dribble up now. Down low to Brandle. Brandle gets loose of the basketball, but oh, they're going to call a foul on Debley. Randall went in to start going past Philip Debley, but Debley caught him on the arm. So that'll be an inbound then for the Jackrabbits. 4:52 left to go in the first quarter. Schaefer with the inbounds. Looking, going to throw it up to Jesus Martinez. Martinez over to Shear. Shear guarded by Dimmler. Going to wing it inside now to Brandle. Brandle cutting into a three. Almost for Martinez, and it's tipped out by Emmett Juniman. Juniman able to explode into the passing lane and tip it out of play. It would have been an open three for the Jackrabbits if it wasn't for that tip from Juniman. Schaefer to Martinez, kicking it to Shear. His three in the left wing, no good. Sarbanicki with a strong rebound, and now Hanover the other way. Emmett Juneman, he goes taking up the court. Now turning the Jets on. Up for the layup. No good. But they're going to call Jackson Brandle with the foul. So Emmett Juneman will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Brandle gets his first foul call tonight. Either side, two team fouls for the Jackrabbits and one for Hanover as Juneman misses the first free throw. If there's one thing that Emmett Juneman would like to get better, probably his free throw shooting. It's not his strongest suit as he misses a second, something you rarely see from him. He normally at least goes 1-for-2. Brandle into the lane, picks his dribble up, turnaround jumper off the back iron, Zarbanicki with the rebound. A lucky miss there. Brandle was wide open in the paint, but he missed the shot. The kick to Stahlbomber, and then finds Zarbanicki, driving it on Jackson Brandle. Up for the layup, Zarbanicki's on fire! Lillian Fuego, 8 points to start this ball game from Josh Zarbanicki. It's now 13-6, and oh, the ball almost gets turned over. Brandle hands it. Lincoln Schaefer thought about the three, hands it to Martinez. Now Shear drives in the baseline, pulls up around 8 feet out and hits it. Right as Shear now with his second point on the night. As the cutting, Juneman into the lane, gets called for the foul, and he'll go to the free throw line once more to redeem himself after going 0-for-2 to start the game. That's Titus Shear's second, so he's going to have to go to the bench. Checking in is going to be Yariath Yanez. As Juneman misses another one, 0-for-3. Yariath Yanez checking in for Shear, who's on his second foul early in this first quarter. There you go, Emmett Juneman finally gets the fourth one to fall, 1-for-4 for 3 total points here in this championship game. Now 14-8. Mannequin has it. Looking for some help. Now starts to dribble with it. Around the perimeter. Picks this dribble up. He got it pimped away by Devley, but it's picked up by Martinez. Giannis has it. Now we got Giannis. Looking for some help. Down low to Brandle. Brandle up step over Philip Devley. No good, but he collects the miss. Has Devley dropping in and a block from Philip Devley. You can't do it twice. Devley's just too smart. And Dimler picks the basketball up and finds Emmett Juneman. Hold up, Zarbanicki for three. The heat check. Holy moly. There is a fire in the building. It is Josh Zarbanicki, his 11th point to start the game. It's 17-8 for Hanover. Lincoln Schaefer's three is no good. Zarbanicki now has it, and he'll take it up the court for the Wildcat. Zarbanicki. Juneman thought about the three. Now he's going to dribble it out and get a screen from Zarbanicki. Step back and set the offense up. Man, oh man, Josh Zarbanicki to start this championship game. Mooey and Fuego with 11 points. Juneman to Zarbanicki. He thought about the heat check three, but now looks to drive on Giannis, and a block foul is called. Giannis gets called for the foul, and now it'll be an inbounds for Hanover. The fourth team foul for the Jackrabbits, and the first foul, Giannis. All the way out to Zarbanicki. He has it stolen by Brandle. So a one-on-one fast break. Jackson Brandle up for the layup. And he gets it. Brandle with his point on the night. It's now a 7-point lead for Hanover. Juneman, what about driving into the lane? But keeps it to Stahlbomber. Zarbanicki now has it at the top of the key, guarded by Brandle. Crossover move, loses the basketball, but is able to collect it. He loses it once more, and it's going to be picked up by Juneman this time. Couple bodies on the floor. Stahlbomber now fires for three. No good, way off the mark. Giannis gets the rebound, and he's going to throw it all the way into the corner to Mannequin, who then fires it back to Lincoln Schaefer. Schaefer with the basketball. Over to Mannequin. Mannequin step back. He's going to pass it to Schaefer. Schaefer down low to Jesus Martinez. Mannequin for three on the right corner. No good. Devley with the rebound, and now Hanover the other way with it, and they're going to slow it down. Dimler has it. I say that. He drives into the lane. Stop. Hesitation. Up for the layup. Oh, my gosh. He's got Jackson Brandle looking. He caught him sweeping down low. Keegan Dimler for his first 2 points. With a little bit of a hesitation move, Brandle wasn't expecting it and got caught sleeping. Dimler waltzed right then in into the paint for the easy layup. It's now a 9-point lead for Hanover with 58 seconds left, up 19-10. Schaefer to Brandle. Randall, trying to find some help, kicks it back out to Lincoln Schaefer's three. That one rattles in. That's now two threes for Lincoln Schaefer. It's now a six-point lead for Hanover with 42 seconds left. Dimmler driving into the paint once more, but just slow it down and hand it to Stahlbaum. Zarbenicki has it. Looking to drive on Randall, and Zarbenicki loses the basketball, and it's going to fly out of bounds. Last touch by a Jackrabbit player, which is a Hanover player, so it'll stay with the Jackrabbits. And now with 31 seconds left, they have the opportunity to cut the lead down even further. Giannis has it. Thinking about looking for some help. Going to throw it to Schaefer. Schaefer guarded by Dimmler. Going to pass it into Brandel. Brandel looking around. Finds Schaefer. Right corner. His three up again. Way off the mark. Rebounded by a freshman. Dubs in. Valentine Villalobos. Now with 9 seconds left with a four-point lead for Hanover. Dimmler loses the basketball. And it's wild the pass that gets almost stolen by Stahlbaum. And he gets stolen by Juniman. 1 second. Zarbenicki half court. He's way off the mark. And that'll do it for the end of the first quarter. Hanover had a 10-point margin, but it's now reduced to 4, 19-15 to start quarter number 2 when we come back.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Championship action here on Saturday afternoon. Hanover Wildcats currently lead 19-15 over the Greeley County Jackrabbits. It was a strong start for Hanover, specifically Josh Zarbenicki, who jumped out to 11 points in quarter number one, but towards the end, the Jackrabbits were able to reduce the lead down to just 4, following a couple big threes from Lincoln Schaefer. 19-15 is where we start the start of the second quarter. Now checking in on the side is going to be over to Villalobos. Villalobos going to cross-court it over to Schaefer. Schaefer. Hand it over to Villalobos. Villalobos into the lane. Up over Devlin. No good, but there's Brandel. With the putback layup. 7 points for Jackson Brandel. Now it's a 2-point lead for Hanover, 19-17. Zarbenicki in the right corner. Back to Juniman. Juniman trying to find some help. Going to kick it to Devlin. Devlin, guarded by Jesus Martinez, picks his dribble up, kicks it out to Keegan Dimmler. Juniman licks the lane, throws it down, almost lost the basketball, but still keeps control of it. Now Chase Bruna has the basketball and passes over to Zarbenicki, and a foul is called. That one on Brandel, that's Brandel's second. So one of the hot starters for the Jackrabbits, early in a little bit of foul trouble, his second. So Zarbenicki will head to the free throw line. 5 team fouls already being committed on the side of Greeley County. Now they try to go to Devlin. It's going to bounce off the head of Villalobos. And now here comes Keegan Dimmler's deep three. Way short. Bruna gets the rebound. He sets it out to Juniman to reset the offense up. I say that. Dimmler in the left corner. Talking about the three. Going in on Schaefer. Baseline. Needs some help. Turnaround jumper. Oh, no good. Randall collects the miss. All the way up we go. Easy layup on the foot for and it's Jesus Martinez gets the layup. Now, Dimmler the other way with his ballgame tie. Kick. I say that. Chase Bruno for three. That one hit. Chase Bruno comes into the game for the first time. Hits the three. And now it's back up 22-19. Dish. Down low they go to Jesus Martinez. No good on the shot. Keegan Dimmler with the good defense. And now up the other way comes Hanover. Zarbenicki pulls up in the face of Jackson Brandel and hits it. Zarbenicki feeling himself. 13 13 total points to start this ball game. It's now back 24-19 for Hanover. Randall has it. Going to kick it into the corner. Villalobos back to Brandle. Brandle up over Debley. No good. Sarvenicki with the rebound. Good defense from Philip Debley. And looking to check back in is going to be Cade Mannequin. And a timeout is called on the side of Corey Jensen's squad. It'll be a 30-second timeout. So when we come back, we'll give you more second quarter action right here on KNDY.
See Andy Bruna at Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover for a full line of your everyday hardware needs and all the building supplies you'll need to get the job done right. Just about anything you might need around the farm or home is found at Andy's. And always fast, friendly service when you need it. It just makes good sense to shop at Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover, Kansas. A Plyout Wildcat Booster, that's Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover.
Welcome back. State competition is the championship game between the Hanover Wildcats and the Greenlee County Jackrabbits. We have a change of numbers. Yari Afiana is now wearing number 3 instead of number 24. As Emmett Juneman now has the ball, he's going to hand it to Debley. Debley looks to drive it on Mannequin, kicks it to Bruna, who pulls up from 3 on the left wing. Oh, no good. Dibbler with the second chance effort just falls short. Mannequin gets the rebound, and now pushing it up is Villalobos. Going to kick it into the corner. Brandle threes wide open, and he hits it. Can't make Jackson Brandle that wide open. That's his 10th point on the night. It's now back down to a 2-point lead for Hanover. Dimler gets to Juneman. Juneman, guarded by Giannis. Giannis trying to get a steal, and a foul is finally called. Man, oh man, there was a real fight for the basketball. And that time, they're calling on Yari Asiana, as it looks like. The Villalobos took a bump to the head. That one's actually the second for Giannis, so he might need to come out. A little bit of foul trouble creeping his ugly head up for the Jackrabbits. And Sarvenicki has it. Down low to go to Juneman. Juneman trying to go up and over Giannis, and they're going to call a travel on Emmett Juneman. Turnover for Hanover. Still holding on now to a 2-point lead, 24-22, with 4:58 left to go here in the first half. It's been an explosive first half, if you ask me. My golly. The pass comes in to Titus Shear, who's checked in. Shear again with 2 fouls. Mannequin, back to Shear. Shear holds on to the basketball, looking for some offense or somebody to find open. Randall hands it now. They're going to kick it over to Giannis. Giannis is going to kick it over to Mannequin, who thought about the 3, but doesn't do it. Juneman almost got the steal on Giannis, but Randall now with it to the corner. Mannequin driving right baseline, kicks it to a cutting Jackson Brandle, and he hits it. Now, 12 points for Jackson Brandle. And it's a tied ball game, 24-24. Dimler handed to Zarbinicki. Zarbinicki, up step, pull-up jumper, that one hits. Josh Zarbinicki answers on the other side, 15 points for Zarbinicki. And it's now back up to a 2-point lead for Hanover. Shear has the basketball. Going to kick it to a cutting Mannequin. His layup way off the mark. Debley collects it, and now the other way with the couple of Wildcats. Dimler with it, guarded by Titus Shear. Juneman, step back, picks his dribble up, finds Bruna in the right corner. Back down to Emmett Juneman, who goes up for the layup, and a foul will be called. That one on Yari Asiana, that's his 3rd. And with that, he's going to have to go to the bench. As we're going to have 2 substitutions, as Valentine Villalobos also hobbling off to the bench. So checking in is going to be Jesus Martinez and Lincoln Schaefer. Randall and Shear have 2 fouls apiece. Juneman misses it, simply with a strong rebound, misses that opportunity. Randall will collect it a second time, and then Bruna gets called for a foul. The second team foul for Hanover, first for Bruna, as Braylon Stahlbaumer checks in. Now we're back to the starting 5 for Hanover. 7 total team fouls for the Jackrabbit. 3:33 left to go in the second quarter. 26-24 is the lead for the Wildcats. Schaefer has it. Hand it over to Mannequin. Back over to Brandle. dribble at the top of the three-point line, kicks it over to Shear, Titus Shear, guarded by Dimler, goes into the paint, kicks it to Brandle, left corner, he drives, he pulls in from around 1 or 2 feet into the three-point line, and he gets it. Brandle already with 14 points, he's a hot start shooter so far, and it's tied 26-26. Juniman, the stall bomber, and then kicks it to Juniman, corner. Juniman, now to Dimler, thought about the three, now it's the drive on Titus Shear, up for the layup, no good, it's going to fall out of play, last touch by a Jackrabbits player. Dimler looking for a foul, but won't get it. Now we'll have an inbounds opportunity for Hanover to reclaim the lead. It's tied 26 apiece. Juniman looking for it. Over to Dimler. Dimler guarded by Shear. Thinking about it. Going up and under. And then a call the foul, which unfortunately falls right on Shear in the no-no square. And following that foul, it has Keegan Dimler to the free throw line. That's the third foul for Shear in the first half. So it looks like more foul trouble on the side of the Jackrabbits. So their rotation kind of going into a little bit of disarray. Right now, Dimler misses a free throw. Hanover struggling from the line to start this game. 0-for-1. It's now still tied 26-26. Brandle hands it over to Shear. Back to Brandle. Brandle trying to go up and over Devlin and does so. He'll get the foul and one. Stahlbomber gets called for the reach-in. 16 points for Brandle at the moment and has an opportunity to shoot more free throws. Now 28-26 the lead for the Jackrabbits as Brandle misses that one. My gosh, what is up with everybody missing their free throws today? And now Dimler has it, trailing two. Dimler going to the right corner, the left corner, excuse me, thinking about it, hesitation, fixes his dribble out, Deadly. Center step into the lane, pulls up over Brandle and hits it. Brandle was looking to get the charge. Devlin noticed it, stopped right before he got to Brandle and jumped over him for the shot. It's now tied 28 apiece. And he kicks it over to Lincoln Schaefer on the left wing. And those survey the defense, still looking. Now he got to Brandle at the free throw line. Back to Schaefer. Schaefer cutting baseline. Down low it goes. And freshly looks like subbed in Schneider. And a great hit from Hannigan. His first point on the night for three, and it's a 3-point advantage for the Jackrabbit. Hold up, Dimler looking the answer on the other side, and he does so. Keegan Dimler with his 5th point of the night, and we're back tied 31-31 with 1:38 left to go in the first half. Brandle has the basketball, guarded by Juniman in this 2-3 zone for the Wildcats. Schaefer, into the lane he goes, kicks it to Brandle. Brandle gets past Juniman, and then Juniman gets called for the foul. The fourth foul, fourth team foul for Hanover. First foul for Emmett Juniman with 1:25 left to go in the first half. Tied 31 apiece, a high explosive start to this ballgame. Already, and it looks like there is no signs of it stopping. Brandle has it at the top of the key. Gonna hand it over to Mannigan. Mannigan kicks it. Stolen by Juniman. Here we go. Fast break opportunity. Evan Juniman up for the layup. No good, but they're gonna call the foul on the floor. That one on Lincoln Schaefer. It'll be Schaefer's first, but that's gonna send Emmett Juniman back to the charity stripe to attempt some free throws. So far tonight, he's 1 for 4 from Emmett Juniman from the charity stripe. Even a couple points on the board for Hanover. But he'll make him pay that time. Hits it 2 for 5. That's his 4th point on the night. Zarbinicki with a team-high 15 for Hanover. And Juniman nails the 2nd. Now getting into a rhythm. That's his 5th point. It's now a 2-point lead for Hanover. Brandle has it with 1:11 left to go. He dishes it to Lincoln. Lincoln Schaefer. Around the perimeter, Mannigan now has it. Down low to Jesus Martinez. Martinez kicks it out. Schaefer pulls up from 3 at the top of the key. No good. Rebounded by Stahlbomber. Kicking it up to Dimler now. And Hanover's going to slow it down. Keegan Dimler in advantage some trouble. Finds Zarbinicki. Back to Juniman. Thought about the 3 but went away from it. Juniman kicks. Dimler, left corner open 3. Go in and out. Rebounded by Dimler. But oh, he's going to get called for the foul. He got a hook, it looked like, on the inside of Schneider. And because of that, Dudley gets called for the foul, his second. With 42 seconds left to go here in the first half. Lincoln Schaefer has it. Taking it up the court now. Dishes it to Mannigan in the left wing. He surveys the defense. Trying to get past Juniman, and Juniman gets called for another foul. That's his second. With 31 seconds left, the 16th foul for Hanover. So we'll have an inbound on the side of the Jackrabbits. Schaefer to Brandle. Hanover still up 2, 33-31. Brandle. Schaefer. Schaefer. Down low to Martinez. Back over to Brandle. He gets tipped away, but Brandle recovers it and now hands it off to Lincoln Schaefer with 19 seconds. Schaefer to Brandle on the left wing. Excuse me, the left baseline. He hop steps. It's way over reach and picked up by Mannigan. 10 seconds now left to go. Brandle with it. On the right corner, goes up for a heavily contested shot, and that somehow falls in. What routine magic from Jackson Brandle. 2 seconds, Juniman pulls up from deep, oh, off the mark, and we'll head into halftime with a tied ball game here in Great Bend. 33-33 between the number one seeded Hanover Wildcats and the number two seeded Greenlee County Jackrabbits. So don't you turn that dial. First half review right here around the corner on KNDY.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
Just like our area athletes work each day in practice to perform at their best in the big game, the staff at Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer, work daily to provide the best parts and service experience when you need it most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. We know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
From Bart Community College. We are tied 33 apiece between the number one and number two seeded teams in the championship game on the poised side of the bracket. Holy moly, what a game this has already been so far from either side. Nobody, and I mean nobody, seems like they could miss a shot if they were given the opportunity to. Jackson Brandle with 18 points on the side of the Jackrabbits, and then Josh Sarbanicki with 15 as well from the Wildcats. Either side just not missing. In the first quarter, it was Hanover with a 19-15 lead thanks to 11 points from Josh Sarbanicki in quarter number one that got Hanover off to a hot, hot, hot start. And then in the second quarter, it was Greenlee County that was able to claw its way back in and tie this ballgame, falling 18-14 total, a quarter advantage for them, and now we're here 33 points apiece. Woo! We all can take a breath now. Everybody can sit down, rest for a few seconds, collect your breath. Because when we get back out of the half, we're going guns blazing once more. Hanover, again, I wouldn't say it's the best night from the free throw line so far. They're 4 for 10. Greenlee County is 5 for 11. Either side can't shoot the free throw very well, and it's kind of left points on the board for either side. But what really has been hitting well is the three-point land. Either side hitting really good. Hanover at 40%, Greenlee County at 45%. Either side just killing it from beyond the arc with no signs of slowing down. But when we come back following this next break, I will give you the individual statistics you've been looking for between the Jackrabbits and the Wildcats. We're tied at halftime, 33-33.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Our roots are in agriculture. We're local. Many of us were born and raised in the areas that we serve.
Because of that, we make our ag decisions right here at the bank. There's no waiting for some out-of-town approval on your loan requests. So rather than planting your seeds in someone else's field, stop by and let's talk. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
New year, new career. Come join the team at Landall Company in Marysville as they look to make your year and their year, 2022, the best year yet. Landall Company in Marysville is hiring for assembly, welding, paint, maintenance, fabrication, and traveling service tech positions. Enhanced wages start at $14.50 up to $20.70 per hour, plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits include $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, short and long-term disability, life insurance, plus paid holidays and profit sharing. Last year's bonus equaled 7.55 weeks of gross wages, just to name a few. Apply online today at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for information. Landall Company, Marysville, an equal opportunity employer.
Championship action here from Great Bend. Hanover Wildcats taking on Greeley County. It is tied 33-33 at the half, and we're slowly but steadily approaching the start of second half action. So don't you turn that dial. Let us go through a statistical breakdown from either side and how they're doing. As I said, both squads just shooting the lights out tonight, specifically from the three-point land. On the side, we'll start with Greeley County. 18 points from Jackson Brandel. 8 for 13 from the field. 2 for 2 from the three-point land. He has missed one free throw with his only attempt. Then Lincoln Schaefer next up, 2 for 5 from the field. Those two shots coming from three-point land, 6 total points. 3 for Kay Manigan. He only hit one three so far. That's his lone shot. 2 from Titus Shear with his 3 personal fouls. And then Yarius Yanez has 2 points as well with 3 fouls. Also, as a tied ball game is on the docket at the moment between Hanover and Greeley County. Now, on the side of your Wildcats, let us start off with Josh Zarbinick, who's been on fire tonight. He started the game hot. 11 points from him in quarter number one, just ripping apart this Jackrabbits defense left and right, but also had the help of him not missing a single shot during that stretch as well. Got a little cooled off in quarter number two, but still sitting respectively with 15 total points, 7 total rebounds. He's 7 for 8 from the field right now, his lone miss on a 3. And then second up is Keegan Dimler with 5 points, 2 for 6 from the field, 1 for 3 from the 3-point land, not getting heated up as he was looking to, like he did against Buckland yesterday. And then 5 points from Emmett Juneman, 1 for 2 from the field, 3 for 7, though, from the free throw line, leaving some points on the docket, on the board, excuse me, for the Wildcats at the moment. 5 for Philip Debley, 2 for 3 from the field, 1 for 1 from the free throw line, 5 total rebounds as well. Chase Bruna has a 3 on his lone shot of the night, and that is the final scoring for the Hanover Wildcats. As it is tied here in Great Bend, Hanover and Greeley County both tied 33-33 apiece. We come back, second half action on the docket right here on KNDY.
From the ground up, Midwest Products Hanover can assist with concrete drives, parking, walks, entries, foundations, and support walls. Quality people help produce quality products, and you can rely on their crews for a job done right. Concrete plants at Hanover, Washington, and Clay Center. Midwest Products also haul rock, sand, and gravel. They have a crane for rent and can assist with site preparation. Start your next job with a call for a quote today from Midwest Products at Hanover.
Not everyone can become a Lennox dealer, so you'll be glad to know when you buy a Lennox from Hanover Electric Incorporated, you not only get the best products in the business, you also get a tradition of experience in making sure your home is as comfortable as it can be. Because every independent Lennox dealer must pass the Lennox Quality Dealer Standards Program, the toughest test in the industry, and what it means is you get a dealer you could always count on. Lennox, one less thing to worry about.
quality health care dedicated to your satisfaction. That's the standard of the Hanover Hospital and Warren Clinic. Your choice for quality care right where you live. Doctors Roger and Linda Warren and nurse practitioners Aubrey Schaefer and Jada Edgar offer general hospital and surgery services, home health, swing beds, and long-term care. Hanover Hospital and the Warren Clinic, your choice for quality health care right where you live.
Ricky's Cafe in Hanover ain't just good, it's home. From their daily specials to a full menu, choose your favorite served fresh, hot, and fast. Your family when you stop at Ricky's Cafe, and you're welcome anytime. Enjoy the delicious menu choices, and of course, when you're hosting an event, bring Ricky's Catering along. With a variety of options available, always at affordable prices. Call for your next engagement and count on Ricky's Cafe at Hanover.
Now a start of second half action here on 95.5 KND. My name is Paxton Gordon. Thank you all for tuning in all week and last week to our sub-state and state coverage. It all culminating to this moment right here, where Hanover Wildcats boys basketball team currently tied with Greeley County Jackrabbit in the state championship game. Number one, number two seed taking on each other. Woo! It's getting hot and heavy. Either side can't miss a shot. It doesn't look like that's going to be slowing down any second as Hanover gets the second half tip-off. Armanicki with the basketball. Members only missed one bucket so far tonight for 15 points. Dibbler into the lane, up the layup. There you go. Keegan Dibbler showing off that game that he last, showing off parts of his game that we have not seen all season up to these last two games. That's an inside game. You normally see Dibbler at the perimeter shooting bombs from the three-point line, but recently been doing a lot more inside the paint. Another bucket for him. Hannigan with the basketball. Needs some help. Surveying the defense, and now finally starts to dribble. Going to hand it over to Titus Shear, who has three fouls. Don't forget about that for Shear. Three total fouls. The Stahlbomber almost gets the steal. Lincoln Schaefer now has it. Going to hand it off to Brandel. Brandel loses it, but hands it off to Titus Shear. Shear with the basketball. Needs some help. Gets it to Jesus Martinez and tipped away by Juneman, but picked into the hands of Brandel to a cunning Lincoln Schaefer, who tried to kick it to Shear, and it's going to fall out of play. Last touch by a Jackrabbits player. That's a turnover for them. Hanover now still up two, 35-33 with 6:58 left to go in the third quarter. Devlin with the basketball at the free throw line, guarded by Jesus Martinez, hands it to Stahlbomber, and now to Juneman. Emmett Juneman downloaded Devlin in a double team, up and over Brandel, and he hits it. Philip Devlin with that big frame gets another bucket, his seventh. As Shear passes to a cutting Brandel. Brandel spin move up over Debley. No good, and there's Debley with the rebound. Great defense from Philip Debley. And now it's 37-33 to kick. Stahlbomber gets it intercepted. Brandel stole it, and now it's a 2-on-1 break. He loses the basketball and then slips, and it falls out of play. An opportunity for Jackson Brandel falls to the wayside. They're going to say it was last touch indicated by the Jackrabbits by a Hanover player, but officials say Hanover didn't touch it, and now they'll be inbounds for the Wildcats as they're serving if there's a wet spot on the floor. All is good, and now here comes Hanover the other way with it up 37-33, 6:16 left to go in the third quarter. Devlin loses control of the basketball, and a foul is going to be called. It's like he got tripped up is what the officials say was a push. And that one's going to be, that foul's going to be called on Jesus Martinez. That's his first foul tonight. Juneman has the basketball guarded by Schaefer. Stahlbomber now in the right corner, down low to Debley. Debley gets fouled. That one on Titus Schaefer, it looks, excuse me, Titus Shear. If that's on Shear, that's Shear's fourth. It is going to be on Shear. That is his fourth at the start of the third quarter. Uh-oh. Trouble on the side of the Jackrabbit. The Shear now has to go to the bench and definitely nails the first free throw. One for one from Philip Devlin at the 8 points. Now checking in is going to be Yari Afyanis. And wearing number 3 normally wears jersey number 24, but switches up following a tear. 38-33, Depp Lee Neal. Oh, he doesn't nail the second. I jinxed it there. 1-2. And the foul is going to be committed on the side of Braylon Stahlbomber on the rebound attempt. So that's his second following the missed Depp Lee shot. So that is one team foul for Hanover to start the half. 2 on the side of the Jackrabbits. Schaefer with the ball now. Looking, surveying the defense, trying to find something. Not a lot of movement on the side of the Jackrabbits here so far on this possession. Schaefer, still looking, needs some help. Now back over it goes. Schaefer over to Brandle. Now to Giannis, down low inside to Jackson. Brandle up for the easy layup. He did it. Devlin was not in position, and Brandle executed that perfectly and got a nice easy bucket. 20 points for Brandle. Dimmler, spin move, up for the layup, though. He misses it, and it's going to be rebounded by Jackson Brandle. 3-point lead for Hanover, 38-35, 5-16. Brandle pulls up from the right elbow and hits it. Jackson Brandle just cannot miss when he is just that wide open. It's a 1-point lead now for Hanover, 38-37. Dimmler steps into a 3. That one hits money. Nothing but net. Keegan Dimmler answers on the other side. That is his 10th point and his second 3 tonight. Giannis has the basketball now over to Schaefer, who pulls up for 3. That one, no good. Zarmanicki collects the miss and is saved by Brandle. Picked up by Lincoln Schaefer. No good. Rebounded on the side by Zarmanicki. Almost a costly mistake from Zarbinicki, not seeing Brandle right behind Juniman when he tried to get it to him. Juniman to Dimmler. On the left wing, Dimmler looking. Hands it off to Zarbinicki. Zarbinicki walking around. Has the basketball. 15 points. Spin move. Fixes dribble up and gets called for the travel. Fixes pivot foot up, unfortunately, when he was trying to spin around. And with that, that is a turnover. Hanover Wildcats. They still lead, though, 41-37. 4:11 left to go. Now over to Brandle. Back to Schaefer. On the right wing, back to Brandle. Almost lost control. Giannis has it. Giannis lost the basketball and is picked up by Keegan Dimmler. Good steal. Dimmler almost lost his shoe. He's able to get it back on and now hands it off to Juniman. Dimmler's actually stumbling around a little bit, kind of looking about. As a timeout is going to be called on the side of Corey Jensen. Dimmler limping around. It looks like he got stepped on. It'll be a full timeout. So with that, we'll take a timeout as well. Hanover up 41-37 with 3:46 left to go in the championship game.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Every great team has shared qualities that separated them from all else. Whether you're talking about the 72 Dolphins, the 92 Dream Team, the Fab Five, or the Magnificent Seven, you can count on one thing. The vision was clear and the commitment was obvious. High standards were set and improvement was never ending. At Sapp Brothers, our goal is simple: to be your number one source of propane, lubricants, and extreme premium diesel fuel. And we'll reach our goal by treating you like family and giving you service that makes you want to come back. Join our team, Sapp Brothers Petroleum, in Philly, Crete, Lincoln, Humboldt, and Hanover, Kansas.
Currently 41-37, the Jackrabbits have the basketball down in their territory. Randall loses it, and it's going to fall out of play. Last touch. It looked like on the side of Hanover, and they will indicate it was last touch by Hanover, so now an inbound for the Jackrabbits. Bannigan now checked back in, has the basketball. Now a little to Randall. Randall almost lost it, but collects it. Lincoln Schaefer pulls in, and now the shot coming in on the side of Schneider. No good. Dimmler collects the miss. He's in the double and gets it to Emmett Juniman, who now will take it up the court. Juniman dribbling around. Into the paint he goes. Looking. Kicks it. Dimmler going to pull up for a contested three. Way short. Picked up by Giannis and the Jackrabbit. So they'll go the other way. Still trailing 41-37. 2:45 left to go in the third quarter now. just download a Brandle up over Debley. You couldn't ask for better defense from Phillip Debley on that possession. Randall just got a better shot off and hit it. 41-39. Zarbenicki with the basketball into the paint. Pulls up over Lincoln Schaefer. No good short. That's his second miss tonight. Now Giannis has it. He'll take it up the court for the Jackrabbits. They're still trailing again by three. Actually, by two, 41-39 as Chiefs Bruno now looks to check in. Randall with the basketball. Has it. Going to kick it. Schaefer in the corner for three. Lincoln Schaefer with his ninth point. It's now a one-point lead for the Jackrabbits. Juneman backing down Schaefer. Up into the lane. Up for the layup, and he gets it. Emmett Juneman with his seventh point. It's now a one-point lead the other way for Hanover with 1:41 left to go. Now Giannis thinking about going left baseline. Need some help. Kicks it to Brandle. Brandle in a double team. Kicks it to Lincoln Schaefer. Manigan, right corner three. He's wide open. Way short. Debley gets the rebound. Strong effort from him. Whew. Corey Jensen counting his blessings there because Manigan was wide open in that right corner. And just blew and missed the shot. Juneman kicks it. Phillip Debley, wide open three. He hits this one. No, he does not. And to be rebounded by Giannis. Debley was wide open, just couldn't pull it down. In the corner, uh-oh, Brandle for three. That one rattles in and out. Debley collects it. And now a fast break for Juneman. Into the lane, kicks the stall bomber. Back to Juneman, it goes, and it'll be tipped out. Last hit by Schneider on the Jackrabbit. So there'll be an inbound down low as out comes Braylon stall bomber, and Chase Bruna now checks in. 55 seconds left to go. Here in the third quarter, 43-42. Juneman to Dimler in the left corner. Dribbling, and he goes on Giannis, and they'll call a charge on Keegan Dimler at the turnover. Dimler wants that one back. Got a little too aggressive down low when he tried to go in to draw contact. Yarius Giannis draws the charge, so that's a turnover. Hanover still up one, 43-42 with 45 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Giannis over to Schaefer. Back to Giannis. Giannis with the basketball. Hands it off to Lincoln Schaefer. On the left corner, hands it to Brandle. Brandle to Monaghan. Back to Schaefer. His open three on the left wing. No good. Zarbenicki with the rebound. Another counting the blessings from Jensen as Schaefer was wide open, just blew it. 22 seconds left. Tip, and three picked up by Brandle. He's going to go the other way. Brandle, up layup, and he hits it. Now a one-point advantage for the Jackrabbits. 26 points from Jackson Brandle. And now, cross-courting it over to Bruno with 7 seconds. Chase Bruno with five. To Dimler, 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Hands it to Juneman. Juneman with a heavily contested three. In and out, no good. And we'll head to the fourth quarter. Hanover trailing one. 44-43 in the championship match here on KNBY.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
71 degrees all the way.
73 degrees, please.
When it comes to keeping your home warm this winter, what's your perfect degree of comfort? We'll help you find it with a new Rheem heating system that'll keep you warm, save on energy costs, and may qualify for utility rebates and tax credits. So enjoy a new degree of comfort this winter.
72 degrees and I'm in heaven.
Get professional service and all brands of equipment. Call B&W Electric in Hanover, your local Rheem contractor, at 785-337-2255. 2598 today.
The start of the fourth quarter. It's 95.5 KNBY's coverage of state tournament action now kicked down to the wire. You're in the fourth quarter. Hanover trailing one to the Jackrabbits, 44-43. KU on the other side of the station, 94.1 and AM 1570. That'd be FM at 94.1 and AM 1570. For their basketball games tonight as we're carrying the rest of the tournament here on 95.5 The Shiner. It's a bucket down low. And now the lead is blown to three on the side of the Jackrabbit. Juneman needs some help finding Starbinicki. Back to Juneman in the left corner. Down low to Devlin. Devlin in a double team. Needs some help. Turnaround jumper, and that one hits for Phillip Devlin. A little bit of some magic for Phillip Devlin with that bucket to fall. It is now a one-point lead for the Jackrabbit. Schaefer, guarded by Juneman, has it. He's going to hand it off to Mannigan. Back to Schaefer in the left wing. Still close to left, going to be Mannigan. A little two-man action. As they're just passing it back and forth in a clump area, which is good for this 2-3 zone coming in from Hanover. Schaefer picks his dribble up over to Mannigan. Mannigan, pump faking, into the corner. Yanez, now Schaefer has it back to Yanez, who pulls up from three. And that one's no good. Tips, rebounded by Emmett Juneman. He kicks it up to Dimmler. Dimmler on another three, but now he's going to go baseline. Slowing it down and pulling it back out. Backing now Brandle, but now pulls to the three-point line and kicks it to Juneman. To Bruna now. Bruna, guarded by Yanez, now over to Dimmler, who thought about the three. Now spin moving on to Jackson Brandle. Spin moves once more. Going up and under Brandle. Oh, no good. It rattled in and out. Still a one-point lead for the Jackrabbits. 46-45. Yanez has it. Going to pass now over to Schaefer. Schaefer into the corner to Brandle. Randall, guarded by Dimmler. He's in a double team. Kicks it out to Schaefer now. And Yanez has it on the right wing. Yanez, into the paint he goes. Kicks it to Randall. 5:59 left to go in the fourth. Schaefer for three. That one's no good. It looked like it was going to go in, but rattled in and out. Zarbinicki way out of reach on the pass from Dimmler. Zarbinicki was wide open, but Keegan Dimmler just overshot him. And that's a turnover and a missed opportunity. Hanover trailing one in this tightly contested matchup. Those types of errors and mental mistakes cannot happen with it being as close as it is. Yanez has the basketball. Jackrabbits with a one-point lead. Titus Shears checked in. Schneider has a tip from behind, and Zarbinicki gets the steal. And now Juneman with it, going to slowly take it up the court. Passes up to Zarbinicki. Zarbinicki picks his dribble up, back, and around the perimeter we go. Debley has it picked off by Brandle. A fast break opportunity. Jackson Brandle up for the layup and hits it. 28 points for Jackson Brandle, and now we're up back to a three-point lead. Dimmler pulling up for three to tie it. No good. Rebounded by Lincoln Schaefer. Now the Jackrabbits the other way with it, looking to get their biggest lead tonight. And a timeout called on the side of the Rabbit. It's a full timeout. And with that, we'll also take a timeout. 5:01 left to go in the championship game. Hanover trailing 48-45.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit BlueValley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
5:01 left to go in the fourth quarter. Hanover currently trailing 3:48-45. Schaefer collects the basketball up for the layup, blocked by Emmett Juneman. Dimmler taking it up the court. Now Hanover looking to get momentum back in his favor. Dimmler for three. Oh, my gosh, he airballed it. Oh, he was wide open. He could have just waited a little more to get a better shot and a better look. Airmails that one. A turnover and a missed opportunity for Hanover. Trailing still three. He was looking to get all those points back right there with that shot. Sometimes it's better to just nibble into a lead than to fully try to get it back all in one swing. Titus Shear with it, guarded by Devlin. That's not the matchup that Hanover's looking for. Shear in on Devlin, kicks it Villalobos into the lane. His floater, no good. Devlin with the rebound. Handed off to Judiman, and now he's going to push tempo. Judiman kicks it. Dimmler, left corner, now driving into a triple. Up for the layup, no good. Brutal with a strong layup. He gets the end one. Jace Bruna gets an and one following the missed shot from Dimmler. And with this shot, or excuse me, free throw from Bruna, we could be seeing a tie ball game. Titus Shear was the one who got the foul, and that means his game is over with five. What a turn of events. Bruna, no, he can't get it to fall. So it's still a one-point lead for the Jackrabbits with 4:06 left to go. Giannis has it over to Brandle. Brandle can hand it over to Villalobos. And he cross-courted over to Giannis. Giannis back to Villalobos. 3:48 left to go. It's just a back and forth. Jackrabbits trying to cut as much time away and get a good shot. Into the corner. Lincoln Schaefer open for three. He missed it. Garvin, he gets the rebound. Up to Emmett Judiman. Judiman trying to break down Villalobos. Up for the layup, and that rattles in. Oh, my gosh, how that happened. Judiman was looking for a foul. Instead, gets the bucket anyway. It's now a one-point lead for Hanover. Wow, what Houdini magic. Uh-oh, Giannis on the right corner, going to chuck it in. Up over Dimmler. And he gets it. Phillip Devlin tried his best, but Giannis just hit the shot over him. Dimmler with it. Gets the screen from Judiman. Hesitation. Into the lane. Up for the layup. No good, but a foul is called. I believe that one's on the shot, so he will head to the free throw line. And it was. That's a foul. That one's called on Mannigan. So Dimmler will go to the charity stripe to shoot two. Dimmler is 0 for 1. Mannigan 0 for 2 on the night. Really, the free throws have been the difference maker in this ball game. If Hanover has been able to hit at a better clip than they have, they're 4 for 10. Now they are 5 for 11. This game maybe could have been a little more favorable in their possession. As they're going to call an over-the-back. Holy moly, Emmett Judiman with the defense forces a turnover. Wow. What a play from Emmett Judiman to force the turnover with 2:57 left. Hanover with a prime opportunity to get the lead. Devlin with it, dribbling around, handed to Judiman. He pulls up for a shot. No good. And rebound on the side by Brandle. Still a tight ball game. Up to Giannis. Giannis with the ball in the right corner. Dribbling around. Now at the elbow. Tried to get it down low. It's stolen by Chase Bruna. Bruna gets the steal. Dibbler into a fast break. Up for the layup. Keegan gets it. Keegan Dibbler, 13 points on the night. And Hanover's up two with 2:20 left to go in the game. Mannigan to Schaefer. Brandle loses the basketball. And it's picked up by Dibbler. Up to Judiman. His layup. It rattles in. Emmett Judiman with his 11th point in a turn of pace. 54-50. A timeout needs to be taken on the side of the Jackrabbits. Hanover now up 4, 54-50 with 2:07 left to go in the game. What a turn of events. Holy moly, with a full timeout, we'll also take one. So don't you turn that dial. This game is only just heating up with 2:07 left. Hanover leading 54-50.
See Andy Bruna at Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover for a full line of your everyday hardware needs and all the building supplies you'll need to get the job done right. Just about anything you might need around the farm or home is found at Andy's. And always fast, friendly service when you need it. It just makes good sense to shop at Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover, Kansas. A Plyout Wildcat Booster, that's Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. you can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring Concern, in your family's time of need.
54-50 is where we currently sit. Hanover up 4 points following a massive 5-point swing on their side. 2:06 left to go in the game. Giannis with the ball, looking for some help. Kicking in the corner to Schaefer, all the way back to Giannis. Down low side to Valentine, to Mannigan, to Bramble's right corner three. That one hit. Wow. Jackson Bramble with 31 points, keeping the Jackrabbits in at 54-53 with 1:40 left to go. Holy moly, what a game this has been. Judiman, looking to back down into the lane. He goes, kicks it. Bruna to Debley. Debley to Dimler. Dimler to Zarbenicki, who pulls up for three. Oh, no good. Debley with a strong rebound. He draws a foul as well. Phillip Debley, the big man, bullying his way down into the paint, collects the missed rebound or the missed shot, and he goes to the line to shoot two. Second foul for Schaefer. Debley, again, one of the better free throw shooters this year. He misses that one, 1-for-3. I didn't knock on wood. What am I doing? Oh, no. Still a 1-point advantage for Hanover. 54-53 with 1:24. Debley makes the second. 2-for-4. That's his 11th point. But my golly, would have been a 3-point game. Schaefer now has it on the left wing with 1:16 left to go. Giannis back to Schaefer. Schaefer analyzing defense. Giannis now has it. Cross court to Mannigan. Mannigan to Schaefer. Back to Giannis, who pulls up from three. And he misses that one. Rebounded by by Bruna. Now Debley has it. Back to Juniman. 58 seconds left. Hanover up two. And a timeout as we take it on the side of Corey Jensen. Look to set this offense up with a minute left to go in this ballgame. 55 seconds in the championship round. Hanover up 55-53. We'll also take a break and come out of this break with enthusiasm and energy as Hanover is on the cusp of being state champions again. So don't you turn that down. We'll be right back right here on KNDY.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, and Hiawatha.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
We're under a minute left to go here in Barton Community College. Hanover up 55-53 over Greenleaf County. It's been a back-and-forth fourth quarter. Hanover went on a big 5-point swing, and now they're up by two. Juniman with the basketball, guarded by Schaefer, and then Schaefer gets called for the reach. That's the sixth foul team-wise for the Jackrabbits, and the third for Lincoln Schaefer. They have one more to give before Hanover goes to the free throw line to shoot 1-1 in the bonus. Dimler all the way out to Zarbenicki, and a timeout has to be called from the Hanover Wildcats side as they couldn't get an inbounds ready. So with that, we'll take yet another timeout with them as well. Hanover still up to 55-53.
The Check 21 Act passed by Congress makes checking accounts a whole lot simpler today. Every check you write will be copied onto your monthly statement in smaller form, so at a glance you can see your check traffic. Verifying your check transactions will be faster and more efficient for you and for the bank. You'll have more time to hit a few golf balls or enjoy some quality time with your kids or grandkids.
Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Not everyone can become a Lennox dealer, so you'd be glad to know when you buy a Lennox from Hanover Electric Incorporated, you not only get the best products in the business, you also get a tradition of experience in making sure your home is as comfortable as it can be. Because every independent Lennox dealer must pass the Lennox Quality Dealer Standards Program, the toughest test in the industry, and what it means is you get a dealer you could always count on. Lennox, one less thing to worry about.
50 seconds left to go in the championship game. Hanover has a 2-point lead over Greeley County, 55-53. Zarbity with the inbound finds Dimmler. As Randall took a little knee to the thigh, and then a foul is called on Lincoln Schaefer. That's his fourth. So now Emmett Juneman will go to the free throw line to shoot 1-1, as we're now in the bonus for Hanover. Juneman, 3-for-6 on the night. Not his best free throw shooting night. Though has the ability, like he did last night, to be clutched down the stretch. Unfortunately not, and it can be rebounded on the side of Madigan, and he gets to the call for his travel. No, they're saying he called the timeout when he was rolling on the ball. Oh my gosh. Wow, he got, that is unbelievable. He was flying towards the sideline on the floor, sliding, and instead of calling a travel, he gets called for a calling a timeout as well. Oh no, what a missed call. Holy moly. Still gonna have Hanover with 41 seconds left to make up for it, but oh no. That was not what Coach Corey Jensen was looking for on the offensive side, as well as the favor of the call, but sends things up defensively. Again, a 2-point lead for Hanover, 55-53. Four fouls on the side of Lincoln Schaefer. Three on the side of Yarios Yanez. Two for Brandel and two for Schneider. Nobody on the side of Hanover has foul trouble. They have, how many fouls do they have left to give? They have five fouls left to give if somehow they fall down by one. Now the ball gets picked up by Brandel. He's the one controlling it. That's a 3-point line. He's going to hand it to Lincoln Schaefer. Schaefer to Madigan. Back to Schaefer. He's going to hand it over to Yarios Yanez. Now to Madigan with 25 seconds left. Madigan with the ball. Hand it over to Yanez. Yanez over to Madigan. Into the corner to Brandel now. Brandel has it tipped out. It's all by Brandel. It's all, oh, no! Oh, they called a foul. Oh, my gosh. I thought it was going to be a kickball. I almost had a heart attack on the floor. They're going to say it's going to be a foul on Madigan. Emmett Juneman was all the way up the court. It would have been an easy layup. But they're going to call the foul. I believe that one's going to be on Schneider. Or, gee, that one's on Valentine. So, with that, Chase Bruna is going to head to the free throw line to put Hanover up four if he hits both of them. Heavy, heavy implications. Bruna misses it, and it's going to be rebounded by Yanez Yanez, and a timeout on the floor from the Jackrabbit. It's a full timeout, so we'll take one as well to reset. Hanover still holding on barely to this 2-point lead, 55-53 with 11 seconds left to go in the championship match down here in Great Bend.
Quality healthcare dedicated to your satisfaction. That's the standard of the Hanover Hospital and Warren Clinic. Your choice for quality care right where you live. Doctors Roger and Linda Warren and nurse practitioners Aubrey Schaefer and Jada Edgar offer general hospital and surgery services, home health, swing beds, and long-term care. Hanover Hospital and the Warren Clinic, your choice for quality health care right where you live.
From the ground up, Midwest Products Hanover can assist with concrete drives, parking, walks, entries, foundations, and support walls. Quality people help produce quality products, and you can rely on their crews for a job done right. Concrete plants at Hanover, Washington, and Clay Center. Midwest Products also haul rock, sand, and gravel. They have a crane for rent and can assist with site preparation. Start your next job with a call for a quote today from Midwest Products at Hanover.
You know, last second three, the Jackrabbits get the victory, 56-55. As the refs are talking it over, at the end of the game, it was a quick sub-in. They ran all the way up the court. Jackrabbits had an open man in the left corner, that being Lincoln Schaefer. Schaefer had nobody around him. He fired up a last-second three and hit it. And now the Jackrabbits are up 56-55 with 1 second left. The officials are talking it over. Unbelievable. Just like with Marysville, losing to Amico twice already with last-second shots this season, Hanover could have its season be finished just like that. A wide-open three hit by Lincoln Schaefer, and the Jackrabbits are now up one over the Hanover Wildcats, 56-55. One second left to go. Hanover has the opportunity to get a last-second half-court heave to win this game. Raymond Stahlbomber to inbound it. Everyone's on the other side. Stahlbomber throws it to Zimler. 1 second. He fires for three. No good. They're not going to call a foul, and that is how the season will end for these seniors and the Hanover Wildcats. Falling to Greenwood County on a last-second three from Lincoln Schaefer to win the game, 56-55. Heartbreaking fashion. Hanover had gotten the lead all the way up to four with a minute left. But following a collapse on the defense with 10 seconds left, the Jackrabbits were able to find Lincoln Schaefer in the left corner, wide open for three, and he hit it to win the game and the championship for the Jackrabbits. Unbelievable ending to this ballgame. Never seen anything more dramatic and more intense. With that, Hanover will finish its season second in the state championship, and for these seniors, leaving a sour taste in their mouth as they fall to Greenlee County, 56-55 here on Saturday afternoon. We'll take another break. We come back. We'll give you game highlights right here on KNBY.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Ricky's Cafe in Hanover ain't just good, it's home. From their daily specials to a full menu, choose your favorite served fresh, hot, and fast. Your family when you stop at Ricky's Cafe, and you're welcome anytime. Enjoy the delicious menu choices, and of course, when you're hosting an event, bring Ricky's Catering along. With a variety of options available, always at affordable prices. Call for your next engagement and count on Ricky's Cafe at Hanover.
Every great team has shared qualities that separated them from all else. Whether you're talking about the 72 Dolphins, the 92 Dream Team, the Fab Five, or the Magnificent Seven, you can count on one thing. The vision was clear and the commitment was obvious. High standards were set and improvement was never ending. At Sapp Brothers, our goal is simple: to be your number one source of propane, lubricants, and extreme premium diesel fuel. And we'll reach our goal by treating you like family and giving you service that makes you want to come back. Join our team, Sapp Brothers Petroleum, in Philly, Crete, Lincoln, Humboldt, and Hanover, Kansas.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
KNEY has been your sports leader of local teams since the days of leather helmets.
Well, okay, not that long, but since the days before the Blue Valley and Nemaha Valley Leagues combined, for over 40 years, KNEY has been your source for scores, interviews, and live play-by-play action of your favorite teams all season long. The game and technology may have changed, but our coverage remains the same. KNEY, your area sports leader, on air, online, and on our mobile app.
The Hanover Wildcats came up 1 point short, and 10 seconds was too much as they fall to Greenlee County 56-55, following what was essentially a last-second three from Lincoln Schaefer in the left corner to ice the game and essentially put the Jackrabbits up top and end the potential back-to-back championship from the Hanover Wildcats as they finish second place. Corey Jensen, extremely emotional, extremely sad. Everybody else just devastated. And these seniors that have done so much for this program, unfortunately, going to fall just 1 point short, falling 56-55. It was an absolute intense matchup. Both sides went into halftime, tied 33-33. Hanover got up early, 19-15 in the first quarter. And then in the second quarter, Greenlee County tied it up and got 33-33 at the half. And then it was pretty much all defense from that point on in the third quarter, really limiting the offense on either side. But in the end, it was boiling down to the last couple of seconds. Hanover got up four with a minute left. And then a couple shots and a big three hit from Lincoln Schaefer in the left corner iced the game. And that is how the season will end for the Hanover Wildcats boys basketball team, 1 point shy of back-to-back championships. Let's go through the list then, scoring-wise, starting on the side of the Greenlee County Jackrabbits. 31 points from Jackson Brandle, 14 for 21 from the field, 9 for 4 from the three-point line. He was just automatic all night tonight. In the afternoon, excuse me. He could not miss a single shot, no matter how many people would be put on Brandle. He would just find a way to nail a bucket, whether it's with a hand in his face or from deep downtown. He finishes with a game and team high 31. Lincoln Schaefer, 9 total points, 3 for 12 from the field, 3 for 10 from the three-point line. Those big threes were key in the victory for the Jackrabbits. He finishes with 9. 4 points for Yari Athianas, 2 for 5 from the field. 3 points for Cade Manigan on his 1-3. 2 for Isaac Schneider. 2 for Valentin Villalobos. And 2 for Titus Shear, who fouled out with 5 fouls midway through the fourth quarter. And then for your Hanover Wildcats, who come up just short. 15 total points for Josh Zarbinicki, a team high 7-11 from the field, 1 for 3. From the three-point land. He got off to a hot start, 11 total points in the first quarter, but got quiet the rest of the way. But defensively, he was also a minute, 12 rebounds on the night for Zarbinicki. 11 points for Philip Devley, 4 for 6 from the field, 2 for 4 from the free throw line. He was big down the stretch as well, able to get points in the paint to allow some open threes from Dimler in the second half. And then Keegan Dimler with 13 points as well, 5 for 14 from the field, 2 for 7 from three-point land in the loss. And then Emmett Juneman with 9, 3 for 6 from the field, 3 for 8, from the free-throw line. Probably his worst free-throw shooting night all season. Emmett Juneman finishes with 9 points, 5.4 Chase Bruna as well off bench in the loss for Hanover Wildcats, who fall unfortunately 56-55 in the last second shot from Lincoln Schaefer. So the Hanover Wildcats girls basketball team, though, got a victory earlier today over Hutchinson Central Christian 46-26 to be the third place team in the 1A Division II state tournament. The big afternoon for Tessalosi. Finishes with, on that game, 11 total points. She had 14 total points for her and a couple big threes, four of them to be exact, in the victory. 10 from AC Holly as they are third place team in the 1A Division II state tournament. And then your Hanover Wildcats boys basketball team just falls short, 1 point short. The last second three iced the game for the Jackrabbits. They finished second, falling 56-55. Thank you so much for tuning in to the last two basketball coverage right here on KNDY. For Paxton Gordon here on site, Bruce Buchan back at the board. We say so long to this season. We'll see you all next year here on KNDY.
10 games, 2 weeks on the air for the Hanover Wildcats. Congratulations on a fine season. From Blue Valley Technologies, Hanover Mortuary, Andy's Hardware and Lumber, Landall Company, Hanover Insurance, Brune Implement, the Citizen State Banks, Hanover Electric, Hanover Hospital, Midwest Products, Ricky's Cafe, Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, Sapp Brothers Petroleum, Citizens National Bank, Greenlee, B&W Electric, OK Service, Owens Originals, and our regional sports boosters, Can't Equip, Sunflower, Community Credit Union, Hometown Lumber and Hardware, St. Gordon and Associates, Honeyman Auto, Kramer Oil, Brune Implement, and United Bank and Trust. Kansas Jayhawks underway in the Big 12 Championship on our sister stations, AM 1570 FM 94.1.